Archana Mishra, and welcome back to Wellbeing Central. In this episode today, I'll reflect on the phrase, knowledge is power. Sir Francis Bacon coined it in 1597, and ever since, we have been saying it, believing it, and applying it in many aspects of our lives. The question is, should we just continue on this path, or is there more to it? Growing up, I kept this phrase close to my heart and dedicated myself to the pursuit of knowledge. So, I now hold various degrees in several disciplines, and as a result, I know many things about a wide range of subjects. This ability gives me the confidence of knowing where I stand on various social, economic, or political issues, and I can comfortably argue for my views. Being able to defend my position with certainty gives me a sense of power. So, knowledge for me is indeed powerful. Or is it? This power of knowledge slowly began to feel like a burden. I'll give you a short context. In my last corporate role, I worked in Alaska, where I was engaged in a mission to make Anchorage the best place in America to live, work, and play. This was a holistic approach to community development that taught me a number of things. And I really enjoyed working with people from all walks of life. After a few years, my family and I had to move back home to Australia, where I needed to consider my next professional role. I still wanted to continue working for business and societal welfare, but I began to reflect on what I knew and also what I didn't know about my field of interest. I knew many things about building better communities, but I began to wonder whether that knowledge was actually preventing me from learning and doing things better. That thought made me pause. I came to the conclusion that I needed to learn more deeply and that doing a PhD could be a more meaningful path. When I started learning about research work, I realized very quickly that my knowledge was actually a hindrance, and I felt obstructed by what I knew. For example, before I started gathering data for my thesis, I knew that well-being is crucial for business and societal progress, and that leaders are responsible for creating and promoting it. However, I had to keep my knowledge aside and allow the data to emerge and tell its own story. What came to light was that well-being is a very complex phenomenon, and to practice it, leaders need to be able to manage complexity. So, well-being practices do not depend on my knowledge, but on the different stages of development of decision makers in the organizations. This finding led to a groundbreaking theory of well-being, which wouldn't have been possible if I held on to what I knew. Realizing how much my knowledge was limiting my understanding of the world, I looked at the phrase, knowledge is power, in a completely new light. I could now see that the confidence and certainty that came with my knowledge were, in fact, the roadblocks in my learning and growing. It was quite challenging in the beginning because I started experiencing a lack of confidence and uncertainty in many aspects of life. I felt like I knew nothing at all. I started questioning everything I believed in, be it economic, social, or political issue, or even what was right or wrong in a given situation. Not surprisingly, I was quite unsettled. My confidence and sense of power were disappearing, and I had no idea what to do. Slowly, I started observing myself. For example, how was I behaving when I had to take a stand, or when I received another perspective? I began to notice that I was completely merged with my knowledge, and that made me stuck with strong views and beliefs. That is why I tended to argue based on what I knew, while believing that that was the only truth. When I saw what was happening, I began to practice suspending my knowledge as if I knew nothing about any given issue. I started saying, "I don't know," more often. As a result, I experienced a vast opening in my mind for receiving other perspectives. I didn't have to take any one of them as my own, but considering all of them allowed me to understand things at a much broader and deeper level. For example, earlier, taking a stand on economic growth versus environmental sustainability seemed easier for me because I would simply choose the latter. However, I realized that this stand was blocking me from considering the opposite viewpoint, which could help me see the bigger picture. When I allowed that to happen, I could see that both economic growth and environmental sustainability are to be considered together. We cannot choose between the two. Thinking like this wasn't easy to begin with. As someone who took personal and professional interest in standing for various issues, suddenly not knowing where I stood and who or what I supported was painful. I was alive to this internal chaos that was happening, but I didn't know how to address it. The only option I had was to simply be in this state of not knowing and allowing things to take their natural course. During this time, a regular practice of yoga and learning more about adult development process gave me the strength to hold on. Based on the adult development theory, we grow when our environment challenges us to think differently and when we are supported in this process. I could see how that applied in my case, and I began to understand how not knowing was making me learn in ways I never did before. Not having a firm position on an issue or clear support for a social or political platform now felt like freedom. This freedom from the known allowed me to explore the unknown. I saw that holding on to our knowledge divides us into opposite camps, and we become pro this or anti that. When we unshackle ourselves from the clutches of what we know, we gain the ability to see the contradictions inherent in many situations. We go beyond taking a stand on either side of the right wing, left wing, pro-life, pro-choice, development, sustainability, or integration identity debate. We begin to consider both of them together. Yes, doing that is more challenging and complex, but therein lies the breakthrough. Several complex issues that we are currently grappling with, such as climate change, food insecurity, refugee crisis, international wars, and mental health crisis, cannot be resolved from an either-or mindset. Perhaps it's time for us to shed our loyalty to what we know so that we free ourselves to consider what we don't know. For example, do we want to be a socially strong society where everyone comes together as one? Or do we want a culturally strong society where everyone is seen as a unique individual with their own ethnic and cultural background? Is it either or both? Can we choose? Do we not need both? When we say that societies worldwide are becoming more polarized and more intolerant of others, we forget that we are the ones causing it by holding on to our own side of the knowledge pole. We rarely walk towards the opposite one. We don't do that because, well, we know better. Now, imagine if we could keep our knowledge aside and confidently say, "I don't know," and then become open to exploring different and conflicting views. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Please note that I'm not arguing against knowledge. But in my experience, if we depend on it too much, then we can hinder our own learning and growth. On the other hand, if we could also begin to embrace the state of not knowing, then we can reach our maximum potential and serve our societies better. I now believe that no matter how much knowledge I acquire, what I know will always be incomplete and partial. I can see how other perspectives are needed to better understand myself and the world around me. As a result, I'm now becoming more at ease with opposing views. A regular practice of self-reflection helps me do that. I now frequently pause and ask myself, what do I know? And what do I not know? Keeping in mind that there is so much that I don't even know that I don't know. I believe that learning is a constant process which could be hindered by our tendency to latch on to prior knowledge. But we also can't be in a state of not knowing all the time, as that could lead to mental paralysis. The knowledge we acquire gives us certainty, but being uncertain lets us grow. We need to have both without being too dependent on either. I will now close this episode with an invitation to you to consider one issue that you hold a position on and there is an opposite viewpoint that you completely disagree with. Can you, for a moment, consider that opposite view while suspending your own knowledge? Can you say with confidence, I don't know, and see what emerges? If so, how does that feel? Keep this inquiry alive, talk to your friends, and wait for the next episode. Until then, let's get one step closer to well-being centered.